I'm happy to see that some things never change. Despite the day, despite the hour, despite the year, you can usually be found in your study with your nose in a pile of parchment. Hello, Father. What am I doing here? Oh, Father, you're not happy to see me. It's been ages since I've come home for a visit, and I thought that I got an owl from you yesterday. Perhaps I was mistaken. I'm joking. Of course it was your owl. Well, I just figured since I had received that I was back in your good graces and you were on speaking terms with me again. So it probably wouldn't be out of line to come for a visit. Haven't you missed me? Haven't you missed your little disappointment, even in the slightest? No, I haven't come for more money. Honestly, Father, you would think that you would be a little bit more lenient with that since your fortune will never run out, and considering you're the reason I can't get a ministry job, honestly. Well, of course I had some part in it, but I didn't really have a choice, did I? It wasn't like I was an adult then like I am now. I couldn't make my own decisions. I didn't come here to fight with you for once. So maybe you could just hear me out. And if you want no part in what I'm saying, then I will leave and leave you back to whatever it is you're doing. But perhaps you could take just a moment of your undivided attention for your one and only daughter. Thank you, Father. See, you can be quite kind when you want to be. You see, I've come because I need your help. And you know how much I hate asking for your help, so it must be a big problem if I am. You see, the one place that your name still strikes fear into people's hearts is when your dear daughter tries to find a wizard to start a family with. To fully get out of your hair, you understand. If I do accomplish this, then you don't have to give me money anymore. I'm free to move on and do as I please. But you see, I come to a rather sticky situation. On one side, no one will stick around long enough when they find out that you're still alive and well and could do something to them. Funny how my father will hear about this does still send some people skittering into the shadows like cockroaches when you turn a light on. And on the other side of things, there aren't that many pure blood wizards left. The sacred 28 just isn't what it used to be, Father. I'm sure you can understand that better than anyone. So, I come to a rather odd thought the other night. You see, since I can't get a position at the ministry, and no one will even look at me sideways from there, it does present a big problem in finding a match. You see, my social status is completely tainted because of you. Well, I won't say you, but because of our last name. Despite Saint Potter's ardent advocation of us and why that boy decided to do that, I will never understand. I digress. Despite that, it does present a problem. I can't find someone. And then I start to think that maybe the Malfoy family isn't above taking steps in effort to rekindle the purity of our world. It's beyond me why no one thought of this instead of starting a huge war over things, when they could have merely kept it within the family, shall we say? Why are you looking at me like that? Come now, Father, it's not some closely guarded secret that some parts of some families in the Sacred 28 have partaken in the illustrious activity of incest. You can feign shock all you want, but I think that it would be rather silly of you to pretend like you haven't thought of it at least once. Or maybe you're just upset that your little disappointment thought of it before you did. Is that it, Father? You hit me. You haven't hit me in years. Did I strike some kind of nerve then? Have I turned a light on in your room? Are your cockroaches going running for the shadows now, Father? You can hit me all you want. You've done far worse to me than that. She's not home. Mother can't stand you. So, when I told her I was coming for a visit, any time she can get away from the house, she said. So it's just you and me. Come now, there has to be a part of you that always enjoyed our father-daughter time, even if it did mean that you were raking me over the coals and humiliating me. That's in the past now. I feel you should hear out my little proposition. You will. Good. I thought you might see it my way eventually. Here's what I'd like to present to you, Father. It isn't any secret that you were very upset the day that I was born. So much so that you couldn't even be bothered to give me a different name. Although I will tell you, it has helped somewhat. I've had to be very resilient and strong from day one, being named Draco, Dragon. And so, you see, I can help you in ways that perhaps Mother can't. Perhaps this is a happy destiny. Think of it as fate. Why else would you be cursed with a daughter instead of a son? Perhaps that happened so that when your daughter became old enough to understand how the world works and what she needed to get ahead in life, well, I have a perfectly untouched hole between my legs. You've seen to that, whether you know that or not. No one will touch me. I'm tainted. Despite being as pure as the rest of them, they won't touch me. But you're not the rest of them, are you, Father? My idea is this, and I'll keep it brief. We can both get something out of this. you could possibly have the heir that you always wanted. Because let's face it, if and when somebody sees it in their good humor to marry me, this name dies when I do. But if somehow I had a boy and he carried on that name and lived with you, well, things could be different, couldn't they? What do I get out of it? Well, I wager that I would finally get your approval that way, wouldn't I? Something that, as much as I'd like to admit that I don't need, I have to admit that I do. So, I suppose we're at a crossroads here. Do you keep hating me for everything that I'm not? Or do you make me into something that you want? A vessel for your immortality? And then you could stop going and looking for anyone to stick your cock in. Keep it safe. Keep it in the family. Keep it in your daughter. So what do you say? We don't have to like each other, but we could derive some kind of pleasure from each other. So we have a deal then. Good. I had a feeling you might end up seeing it my way. So maybe we can cut all the pleasantries now and get down to what I really came here to do. I'll just do this. I'll even the playing field a bit. I know how much you hate having anybody stand up to your authority, so I won't anymore. Well, at least not in this setting. So, I'll set my wand here, completely unarmed, so you know that I'm not playing at anything. I remember all too well how your brain works. And I'll get down on my knees. Will you please, please, give me what I'm asking you? It is rather hard to say no when I'm on my knees in front of you, isn't it? I know that you find me ever so disappointing, but perhaps for right now, you can see me as something else and not what you weren't given. May I? Despite how wrong and broken and bad it may be, I have always wondered what your cock looks like. I've heard rumors, of course. Of course I have. Everybody talk. You're not stupid. So I'll just undo this. And, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. Oh, I'm laughing at how you tried to act so put off by this, and yet your cock is as hard as it's probably ever been, Father. How about this? Think of this as a way to work out all your little frustrations.
Draco disappointed you here, you could fuck me there. I didn't do this that you wanted me to do. Might as well punish me in this way. Just work out all those little frustrations from all 19 years of my life. But in the meantime, let me work out some of my... May I? As wrong as this is, your cock is everything they say it is. And I have to admit, it is such a rush. Pleasuring the cock that made me. That's it, Father. You can fuck this insubordinate bratty mouth of mine if you want. It's been years coming, hasn't it? Aren't I a talented little cocksucker for never having done this before? That's right, Father. I've never done this before. Isn't it only fitting that you should be my first? What's the matter? Are you already done doing that? Yes. Yes, sir. I do. What? You want me to beg you for it? You're such a bastard. Please. Put your fingers inside of me, Father. Oh, it feels so good. As much as I hate to admit it. I said I had never done that before. Of course I've done this before. How do you think one gets to head girl status besides putting in a few favors? You can be shocked all you want. You can hit me all you want. But it's your fault that I already enjoy that as much as I do. I'm not above pecking at all. Please. Don't you see how wet and open and ready I am? Can't you tell how much I've thought about this? How much I've wanted it? It's imperative to bring back purity by any means necessary. In these difficult times, when everybody is ever so prejudiced against us for all of our wrongdoings, you and I should seek comfort in each other. There's no guarantee that the child won't be a girl, but even if that takes us back to square one, it's not like either one of us have anything going on. I know these thoughts have haunted your mind, but it isn't really holding you back from doing that. Rubbing your perfect, unyielding cock, my kind, like that. I know, despite this, you might still hate me, so I'll just turn around and lean over your desk like this, so that you can fuck me from behind. Go ahead, Father. Push your cock inside of me. I want it. Much as I hate you, I really do want it. See. Despite all my shortcomings, and despite not being the heir you wanted, this hole between my legs is good for something after all. Go ahead. Fuck a baby into me. I want you to. I need it. We both do. We both desperately. I want you to flood my cunt with your perfect cum. After all, nobody's good enough for your little girl but you. Isn't that right? Oh, don't stop fucking me now. We both know it's true. All these years of hating me and loathing everything I'm not is secretly because you couldn't bring yourself to do the one thing that you really wanted to do. That's all right. You are now. That's it. Fuck me harder. Give me everything that you want. Don't worry. Oh, I hate myself as much as you do. Because your cock does feel perfect. And it's only right. The first cock that I come on is my father's. Oh, yeah. Stop trying to fight it, Father. I know how perfectly tight and hot and wet my cunt is around you, gripping your cock. It's no secret that Mother hasn't fucked you in years. So why don't you just give in to it? Give in to the fact that my perfect little pure bud pussy is going to melt every last drop of gum out of you. And oh, how you twitch inside me. Go ahead. Just do it. Flood my cunt with your gum. Please. that's what you want, isn't it? You get off on that power trip of wanting somebody to come back and be beneath you. So go ahead, I'll play into it. Please. Please come inside of me, Father. Please. Not so fast. Don't pull out. Stay there, bottoming out inside of me. I've heard it's better if you leave it in for a few minutes. As much as you want to pretend like you didn't enjoy this little experiment, I have a feeling you did. But I also have the feeling that your guilt and shame is quite a lot right now, and you would just hope that it worked and that it took. But I have to tell you, I think we're alone here all weekend, you and I. And I don't think it would be such a shame if we did this one or two more times, just to make sure. Go ahead, you can pull it out. It just leaves me more opportunity to do this. Stay there, Father. Let me get back on my knees in front of you and just taste how perfect and pure we are together. And I'm sure once the shock wears off, you'll be all too happy to have a perfectly pure little cum slut for an entire weekend to do whatever you want. Because somewhere deep down inside of you, it gets you off. It gets you off because, for once, you may finally get the one thing that you don't yet have. Thank you, Father. I promise I won't disappoint.